writers?
I'm so excited!
Like, with professional writers, we can talk about, like, professionals of fandom, the fact that you have people who are submitting ideas to a publisher. Without actually having any concept as to what they're actually going to include.
Do you think that people are hiding writing techniques?
I don't know if they're hiding writing techniques, but I would say they're definitely hiding ideas.
It says, why furry writers should not fear sharing ideas and techniques to better their writing.
I think people do. I think
I'm
writers
positive
do.
Guys, people do. I've seen everyone here do it.
We have?
Mm-hmm.
What have I hid?
I don't remember the specific scenario, but when it came up with the so-and-so had made a call for submissions for something, and I knew for a fact that actually all three of you had an idea, but none of you were sharing it. Because you were worried about the others picking up your idea.
We go into
Usually I'll share because like that was the exact with Predator ago. Prey.
Yeah.
I talked to you because you were like, I was thinking of doing that too.
Yeah.
And when we did ours for Pulp, we're both like, wait, we're both doing coyotes? And then we're both like, okay, character change.
Oh yeah, you changed your character.
And you changed yours.
But I mean, like it was,
you're Fennec Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's because we're both like, wait, if we're both thinking the same way, then other people might as well.
Well, it's not like
I'm a badger, you're a Fennec Fox, done.
Yeah, no, it's probably the fact that we realized that there's at least going to be like six people and a dog writing about coyotes. But, no, I wasn't... In most cases, if I don't share my idea, it's because it doesn't exist yet.
Yeah, or I haven't fleshed it out enough to really explain.
But,
I won't share submission or calls for submissions with people.
No, but I also believe that's...
I'll share those, but...
Some of them I will, some of them I won't.
Yeah.
Well, you've shared quite a few.
Yeah, you are actually pretty generous, though.
Like, if you
those
find
are all
some...
the ones I don't want to write for.
Well,
you don't
want to
write that superhero
write...
one?
You don't want to write for or you find that other people would be good to write for it.
I did one for a superhero story.
Well, like you said, you shared the superhero one. You're like, I'm not sure if I want to write for this or not, but I know that, you know, Ocean likes to write action scenes that would be good for him.
Okay,
and Roland likes to write superhero stuff, so he'd be good
for
him.
If I send it to a person individually, then it's like...
I think you'd be good for this.
It's like when there was a superhero poster I gave it to...
This is stuff we should
Zia
talk about exactly in the episode.
And whatnot, and I said, here you go. But there's also ones like the one that I posted today about steampunk and other worlds, where it's like, I can't write for this, but I think there might be people who can. And then I handed it out there because it's steampunk and your main character has to be not Caucasian. You can either write about a Caucasian female or you can write about someone from a different culture in the world. And it deals with steampunk, but on a planet that's not Earth.
Hmm.
And I'm like, that's just too much of a
twist.
So, other than...
What? At least.
Other than, I don't know. Other than trying to keep people from going and finding their own submissions on their own and relying on you to find the submissions for them, what other reason do you have to hold back submissions from people? This is probably in the podcast now. I'm saying that.
Yeah. Well, then why don't we discuss it in the actual episode?
Because I'm just going to cut and paste.
We can just fucking start now for all it's worth. We've been talking about this for like 20 minutes.
One, two, three, four. Da, la, 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 la.
I don't know, because like, when it comes to sharing, I don't think it's really important to share the idea of what your plot's going to be. Just because that's sort of irrelevant.
You're not saying that like, hey, I have an idea. I should tell you. I should tell you. I should tell you.
Right.
But at the same time,
I have an idea. I should tell the people that are relevant to get my feedback.
Yes.
Like you're writing your own.
That's that.
I'm
not hiding it.
But that's
quote,
in your writing
unquote.
Group.
Yeah, that's what your writing group is for, but I mean like I'm not hiding it. I'm just not telling it.
Cuz I mean, we can all admit that when it comes to say posting on Twitter, I have a really great idea about this. You're not going to sit there and be like, I have a really good idea about
it.
I'm not worried that somebody's going to come out and steal my idea cuz they're not going to write it the same.
That's the other point I'm waiting to get.
But like, by the same token, I'm not going to go out blathering every single idea that I have, because
exactly.
It's just not...
I'm not going to go to the high hills and go, hey guys, there's a submission coming out, this is my idea, because there's no point to doing that. Now,
I don't see
I'm
going to
tell
as...
you guys, like, hey,
see,
what do you think about this idea?
I have that thing with my sculpting. I mean, I don't want to share where I get most of my sculpting tutorials, because if I want to sell them, I don't want other people to be able to just do it themselves.
But with writing, it's much different. Like,
it kind of is.
Okay, take for example, with our random prompts. If we picked one random prompt, maybe we should do this next time.
Actually,
we pick one random prompt, and we all write the same story from it. Watch how different all four of them will be.
That would be wonderful. We need to do that.
Well, I was thinking about that earlier today, and what I wanted to do was basically have two characters, your antagonist and your protagonist, have them be, here's your character with one character trait that they have, and then write...
One's a pyromaniac, the other one's like an accidental
pro. But the thing is even with such set things, all four of our stories would be different. I would like to see how that happens.
Can we do this?
I think we're doing it. We're probably just going to shop in the introductions at the end of it. But the thing is that knowledge isn't the same as practice. Like, I can tell you how to do something. It isn't. You're not going to inherently know how to do it exactly like I do. If, you know, I swing poi on a very regular basis, if I teach somebody a move,
He practiced shit tons.
I practice a lot.
Remember how many people complained about their roofs?
Yes. No, I guess that's a good.
I've knocked over many things on my journey towards being a poi master.
I have broken many things on my poidom journey. Well, that's true, because I saw a tutorial that I copied exactly the first attempt.
Actually,
whereas I was looking at photo streams of other people doing the same thing and they failed.
I'm still trying to make the original point. Give me 1 minute. But it reminds me of the, you know, like the life hacks when people have pictures of something and it looks beautiful. Like the people that cook the...
Nailed it!
The egg and the green pepper and like it comes out like this beautiful little thing. Yeah, and then it's like nailed it and it's just this abomination on the right-hand side. And that's what this is like. Just telling somebody about what my idea is or how I'm sculpting something doesn't inherently mean that they're going to do it the same way, or even that they're going to take the information the same way that you did.
That's very true.
Take, for example, my story prompt. I told maybe two or three people about it, and each of them were like, oh, so the story will be about like this. I'm like, no, that's not what I'm doing. No, it'll be about like, oh, so they're going to be like at this. And I'm like, no, that's not even what I'm doing. Like, every single person that I told it about, they all had a completely different idea, and I'm like, no, that's not what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing.
Tarl remembers that one little writing prompt we did. The 500-word little snippet about the truck that was testing the integrity of the road when we still lived in the apartment.
Yep.
Two vastly different stories, even though the concept was the same.
We had the same thing, a truck testing the integrity of the road. And mine was about ghouls, his was about finding love.
See, like with your sculpting, I understand that there's very different there's very similar techniques in that you want to make sure are preserved. Same with like fursuiting and art.
Yeah.
So, but with writing, what are they stealing?
Well, I'm gonna bring everyone up to speed. The reason this comes about is because a lot of fursuiters hide techniques. They'll do a how-to, but they'll hide certain techniques of theirs that make them as good as they are, or make their specific style.
Like Maniyasha's spring jaws.
And it's not just fursuiters. I mean, there are plenty of other people.
Well, there's industry's trade secrets out there.
Yeah.
So I guess the question that's now coming up in this, especially with writing groups, is does the same thing happen amongst writers? And if it does, why? And things like that.
Do you think maybe, someone has a specific technique for, say, getting out of a writer's block that they wouldn't share because that's their technique? Do you think that's something that they would hide?
I've never come across somebody who is explicitly
hoarding?
Yeah, I guess hoarded that kind of information. Like, I don't see any reason not to tell somebody how to get out of the writing block.
Especially it sucks so bad.
You know, how to start a story, how to progress in your skill.
How
I don't see
names.
A point in concealing any of that from anybody.
Hmm.
There are reasons that I won't tell somebody that... You know, this is my writing process because it's my writing process and you should find your own.
Because it's not necessarily going to work for them.
Right. It's mine and it only works for me.
Because
yours might be similar, but it's yours.
Like, is there absolutely anything that you can be like, only I can do this in writing? I can't think of anything.
No, it's sort of along the same lines of saying there are no original ideas.
Yeah,
it's all about how you write it. Like, and that's the other thing. Telling somebody your story idea doesn't mean they can write it better than you. Doesn't mean you can write it better than them, but that is sort of the point.
That makes sense.
I think the only way that you could come into a conflict was that if you told someone a theme for a submission you were going to submit to, and they submitted the same theme as your story.
And if they got it,
and then you're competing.
Yeah, then you're
like, what you're when you guys had that idea about the gay guy coming out of the closet to be straight.
That's our idea.
didn't White Yodi already wrote that for Taboo, didn't he? Not Taboo. Taboo.
No, I think
Tarl got frustrated when I didn't even remember taking it. I just remember us talking about it.
Well, you were like, "Oh, I want to write that," and I was like, "Well, yeah, no, I did," because I was like, "I really want to write that." But
I wasn't writing it for anything. I mean, you very well could have gone and done it on your own.
And the thing is, then I stepped back afterwards, and I was like, "Well, whatever, I don't care." The story you're in question that you're referring to is it was a gay society, and it was a role reversal thing.
So a little more world, but that's another thing where. Yeah. You know, I've only told you a line. You don't know the back concept of it.
But I mean, like, even if you take, say, stories for, like, Roland and I and Taboo, we both have pregnancy stories.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And the thing is that was a theme in the story. However, the way that we executed it was significantly different.
Oh, they're totally different.
Like, I went, like, and it's just...
You were frustrated with that, too, weren't you?
I was just like, wow, pregnancy. And I'm like, okay, well, because I thought there would only be one... pregnancy story, and that's the case of where,
like, you forgot where my fetishes lie, friend.
Yeah. I think for mine in that story, I put as much as possible into the one story, and I was like, okay then. But then
there's my entire card deck of perverbiness.
I mean, therein sort of lies the point, is that even though we had the same concept, they're two vastly different stories.
The execution was completely
different. I don't have to worry about you writing the same kind of story as me.
Exactly.
So why would I hide? Like,
I don't know.
Heartbreak. I was gonna say we can't even write the same heartbreak together.
Nope, your people die. Mine just live in suffering.
And mine just duke it out.
That bitch.
Bop. That's gonna have to be our next writing activity, though. I think.
I like that.
That'll be great.
I just can't say that I've seen that kind of secrecy. As far as writing in the fandom.
No, that's a good point. Maybe it's just me being a paranoid beast. I don't know.
I think there's always going to be some level of paranoia in regards to your works. Yeah. Like, if you have a really good idea, I think part of it's going to be the case of, I don't really want to tell anyone about this yet until I hash it out. And there are people who are sitting there going, I'm writing for this anthology, and you'll see it on Twitter. I'm writing for this anthology, got a really good idea. That's their post. They're not going to tell you what they're writing. They're not telling what they're writing to.
Or their ideas.
Or, you know, just because they want to either finalize it themselves, or they very much are just like, I'm going to keep this secret until it's solidified. And then once it's solidified and submitted, then I'll talk about it, because then the editor's got it and I don't have to worry about similar things getting in.
And that sort of dives into another part of why secrecy is important. Because... these people are writing, like, you know, people have secret projects. People have some sort of unspoken non-disclosure between them and their publisher, or a written, signed non-disclosure. You have a reason to be secretive. You want to create some sort of allure,
a niche for yourself,
to your story before it, you know, come out.
Yeah.
Well, it's like everyone hates the trailer that tells the movie in 2 minutes.
You don't want to spoil your story before it's even come out. That would defeat the entire point.
So, with submission hiding, though.
Yeah.
Are you just holding back so that other people will go and find their own submissions? Or are you afraid of people filling up the submission box and you won't get in? Both?
I admit that I have that kind of apprehension towards submitting things.
Well, like,
you tell me one time that you don't post your where you're submitting things because you work hard for those and people can damn well get off their ass and do it themselves?
That's part of it.
Like, I agree with that.
Because it's like, I'm paying for...
You're paying, what, $5 a month for Duotropes?
And I go out and I actively search out things. Besides Duotropes, I've got Horror Tree, which I gave... And here's
Horror Tree's free to look at, too, isn't it?
I know. And I gave it out and I mentioned it. And I... posted on Twitter about it, and I've had a number of furry writers come back and be like, this is an awesome resource, thank you for sharing this.
See, I thought they was horror, and then you put up that superhero one, I'm like, wait, that's not a horror. That's why I never looked at it.
Yeah.
Well, you're like, American Horror, and I'm like, well, like, that's not my area.
Well, and that's the thing, is it's just like, but I've had a number of people who sat there and either asked me to beta read stuff that they've selected off of that, or things like that, and it's just like, And part of me is kind of like, damn, I opened up that, you know, box of worms, but really it's okay, because that's something, it's like, here's a place where you can do non-furry works, because ideally I think any furry writer needs to write both in and out of the fandom to gain strength and to get, you know, to feel good, because that way then you've got both your furry and your non-furry fan base.
And you're not always doing yourself a favor by keeping other people out of the running either. Because
you
it
do
doesn't,
need a healthy competition. But
it stunts your growth.
Yeah, well, there's no point handing all your hard work on a platter to somebody saying, I've spent 3 hours searching the internet for this. Here!
But yes, anyways, I was stating, so the one of the
feed a man a fish.
Yeah. So, I mean, some of the ones where you've either paid money or you've put time in to find a submission, yeah, of course you don't want to really give it to someone else where it's like, here. But at the same point, if it's something that I'm writing for and I go, oh, man, you know, this is really good, a la superheroes, then I'll contact people who write superheroes. Or if it's action or pulp or whatever, I will sit there and be like, especially in my writing group, hey, I just came across, you know, this story. I'll pass it to Roland. You know, I'll pass it to Yan, I'll pass it to Ocean. And it's just like, because I think
you should write this.
Right. That's essentially what I do, is I'm not going to write in this. And even if I did, I still would love if you wrote in it as well. Mm-hmm. But for the general populace that I'm reading my tweets or reading my blogs or whatnot, I'm not going to state anything to, because, well, no, there's always going to be that part of me that's just like, you know what? I want this to myself. I don't want to increase my competition, because really in the end of the day, this is also part of how I want to do my living, and so on and so forth. It's like telling your friends about the job that you want to go apply to, that they also want to apply to.
You're like, why didn't you find it on your own?
Exactly, find it on your own. I think that's kind of where it all summarizes down to, is do your own work.
Like, I know I'm never really begging you for submissions, because I've already got... I usually have a selection of stories that I'm already working on, and then when I reach a point where I'm like, oh, I'm kind of running out of things to submit to, let's go looking.
Yeah. Well, it's like the ninja anthology I keep mentioning, and I don't mind mentioning it on here, where it's just like, will I write for it? I'd like to. Will I get a chance to? Probably not, since it's in March, and there's thousands of friggin' submissions that have to get done for March. But at the same point,
and you're not allowed to do anything at the end of March.
Yeah. So I think
it's like RF all over again.
Yeah. So the thing is it comes down to, well, yeah, I think you would enjoy ninjas. I think Roland would enjoy ninjas. Jan might enjoy ninjas.
Fairy cookie ninjas!
Not quite.
I'm going to steal that idea.
I'll kick you in the.
So are these cookie. Are these chocolate chip or.
Cream filled, baby.
Not anymore.
God, someone posted on Pinterest putting like a scoop of ice cream between two cookies to get rid of them. Like, if you have excess cookies around the house. And I'm like, really?
If you have excess cookies around the house, eat them.
Invite some friends over.
Oh, I just can't eat these cookies. Just to make it... I'll put some more junk food between it.
Yeah, it's getting all wet and moist.
Who has the problem of, I have too much junk food to eat?
I can't eat these cookies.
No, who the fuck has the problem of, I can't eat these leftover cookies?
Exactly.
I opened the box, what was I thinking? I can't eat these cookies.
So we've talked a lot already about furry writers hiding...
So, welcome to Fangs and Fonts.
We have cookies.
You know, we should just leave it like this.
I probably will.
I'm Voice.
I'm Yanara.
And I'm the best Tigrox Ocean.
And you're 20 minutes into Fangs and Fonts.
Today we're talking about whatever the hell we want, and possibly writing groups.
Welcome to our writing group.
So as far as that goes, you've already gone extensively into one of our points.
To be fair... We actually got this is the discussion.
Yeah, I was going to say, exactly.
This is the natural discussion that flows like the ebb of time.
This is what happens when we don't pay attention to our prompt.
So if you aren't aware or haven't listened to the previous...
Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, music. Well, this is the longest friggin' intro ever in this episode.
Now, for those that don't know, we're our own writing group. Surprise, surprise. This podcast came about because we're our own writing group.
Because we would have discussions just like that.
Yeah.
Because we're We're like, these could be useful to anyone.
Yeah, we didn't change anything. We just included a microphone.
And we're narcissistic enough to listen to ourselves talk.
Yeah, I totally am.
Yeah, I've talked about writing groups before. Figured we'd do an episode on it. And as you can see, we've got a lot to say, as we have already had the episode before doing introductions. Writing groups. Now, if the panels at RF and other places show anything, there's a lot of you out there who are looking for them, especially since a bunch of the people who attended the RF writing group panel were also the same people that 2 years earlier attended the Unsheathed podcast and asked how to find a writing group. So, yes, I recognized a lot of you. The answer is, if you're in a con in a panel about writing groups, there's probably someone else there who's wanting to do the same thing.
I think the answer is you've had 2 years. You should probably get on it.
Which panel was it where Kyle asked? Who here is looking for a writing group? And there was a bunch of people put their hands up.
And they're like, there you go.
That was the Unsheathed. Okay. And then 2 years later, a lot of the same people showed up to the how to do writing groups. And the first thing Kyle Gold and I did was, who here is looking for a writing group? There you go.
I don't mean any kind of offense, but they're the same kind of people that ask, what is your writing process every single panel?
I still think my absolute favorite is, where do you get your ideas from? I steal them from you while you sleep.
Did you guys hear?
Oh, Bunny, you're awesome.
Did you hear? An FC, Sparf's favorite question was asked. How do you get your ideas? I steal them from you in your sleep.
That was the best ever.
So... hopefully this episode
walked down into the basement and cast the boat. Sorry.
So hopefully this episode ends up helping you a little bit. We're talking about writing groups. We may touch on how to find writing groups, but really
we'll touch on that.
We'll touch on it.
I'll make sure we touch.
So
we'll touch it. We'll touch it good.
Where should we start now that we've started?
So first,
what's the importance of actually having a writing group?
What do you actually want out of a writing group? Other than the fact that, like, I'm a writer, I want to have other writer friends too.
I want people to do my work for me.
I want to sit in a coffee shop because if someone watches me write, it validates my writing. So I can watch you write, and you can watch me write. We're both validating our own writing.
I don't actually have to accomplish anything. I just have to be validated. Mom will never know the answers.
No one will ever read my Mumra fanfic, but as long as someone else watches me write, it's valid.
Okay.
But why do you want to be in a writing group? Like, people talk about being in writing groups, wanting to be in a writing group, but what does actually
what
mean
does
being in a writing
mean
group?
What does a writing group mean to you?
So what does our writing group do?
Well, to me, being in a writing group is kind of... Whoa!
The catty remarks.
The sarcastic remarks.
The sarcastic catty remarks sassy. That you can use as a sounding board and not be offended.
I don't know about you guys, but I write.
Well, we're not writing right now, bitch.
It's because we're podcasting.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
About sounding. Writing.
About writing.
But yeah.
This isn't a writing group meet. This is a podcast meet.
Writing podcast meet.
Anywho.
We go over the corner and write.
Yes.
Children.
I think it means that we get to shoot the shit and not actually get any work done.
When our writing group actually works and works well, it's, especially at one of our writing meets, because we do differentiate between them, we're usually all sitting in a room writing. The thing about that, as opposed to sitting at home writing, is that we're actually also discussing certain points, because if someone halts and can look up and go, hey, does this sound right to you? And then... describe, say, an action scene, at which point Ocean will stand up and reenact it and make you realize how idiotic it is.
Why is my arm beneath my leg and I'm trying to do a somersault with three knives?
Or Roland can almost kill himself by trying to reenact one of said scenes.
Yeah.
I like being able to stop, look up, and go, what the hell is this word again? Because you know how sometimes you think of one word, but you've used it too many times, and then you don't really have a thesaurus with you because you just don't know what that word was supposed to be, but it starts with an N, and everyone's like, oh, this word. You're like, right,
or
and
you,
then you just keep going.
Or you type out a word and go, that doesn't look right. Is this how you spell this word? Like,
that's
world.
What
I had
for.
That happen today. World. For some reason, world did not look right to me, and I'm spelling it out, and I'm checking
you
it.
Know what, you know
we have that already in the last podcast.
You know what's the worst is when I can't tell if right is spelled correctly.
January was my demon
like,
today.
I personally, R-I-G-H-T, the irony.
Yeah. I personally love being able to shout out, give me a fruit! And then have five people shout different fruits, and you're like, that's a good one, and then you go
you
back to
just look up and you're like, scimitar or bayonet?
Well, yeah. What are you planning to do with this?
The immediate feedback that you get from a writing group
is
valuable.
Nice.
It helps you continue your writing process uninterrupted.
You mean like popping online to do some certain research or something, and next thing you notice, oh, there's a heaven email. Oh, my Twitter feed's updated. What's on Reddit? What was I writing again? Oh, shit.
It happens.
Those are all very good ways of time.
I should point out that our writing group is not the same as every other writing group. Our writing group is one more is more of a type where you come and we generally socialize while we're writing. So we're sitting around, we're writing, we're chatting, we're sometimes you have your headphones on because you have to ignore the whole group and still write. But...
Yeah, but that's justifiable. We notice when the headphones go on, we don't get too rowdy.
But, I'm not sure I'd say like every other writing, or unlike every other writing group.
I'm leading into that there are different types of writing groups. Meanwhile, there are other writing groups where they will meet up, and what they'll end up doing is they're not actually writing, they're there to do things like critique each other. And it'll be someone's, back in Waterloo, I had our writing group met up once a month, and each month someone had a story. Basically, it was a post-Nano writing group, so we all had written our stories in Nano. Everybody got a month for that month. They sent out their story to everyone in the group, and then we met at the end of the month and then just critiqued the story.
That sounds boring.
It was actually really good and really interesting and showed me a shit ton about my writing that I never realized.
Yay!
But if you don't want to critique...
No, I'm good at it.
I do personally like the idea of being able to send out somebody's story, be it a chapter or a section or like a short story, send it out, give people a week to read the whole thing, and then come back with your ideas. That would be a really effective form of feedback.
Well, and see, and that's the thing with our group, is it's because we're also our own beta readers, we'll end up passing the story out, and then the next time we see each other at a write meet, usually it's the case of, I read, you know, by the way, in your story, did you mean to do this? Or I didn't understand this. And just through the fact that you're being beta reading, we end up learning more about what we're writing. And because we are such a concise group in a writing group, you can also pick up on people's habits, the things that they are doing that both good and bad, that, you know, they can point out and go, you realize that you've had every single female character backstab your main character in some way, and it comes up to 73% of your stories. You might want to take a look at that and possibly
change
it.
You're the one
it.
That did the math on that.
Yeah. That was the best part, that you did your own math.
I just loved when he pulled out the book, he's like, no, oh, that one.
Or you happen to pick up on, like, my biggest writing peeve, which is... first person story, different language.
And L-Y adverbs.
Or first
L-Y adverbs.
First person present tense.
The present tense I got used to because of you.
Never again.
No,
stop that.
No, I'm done with
bad.
It. Bad. I'm so done with it. But the thing is we all, but that's...
I had other editors coming to me going, I can't believe he wrote like this. Tell him not to write like this. And I'm like, I do. I tell him not to write like this. Why is he writing like this again?
So when it comes down to it, though, that's one of the advantages of a writing group, is they start to see the things that you are doing over and over and over again, and they can help you correct it or at least make fun of you until you stop and try something different.
That's usually our method.
Well, yeah, we'll make fun of you and shame you until you correct
finally it. Conceding that your main character is a massive asshole and shouldn't be getting laid.
I'm gonna need a baby. As a writer is validation, and I just got it.
People tend to be very unhappy when I do things like that.
But why are you getting laid?
We have the advantage of being a local group and a pretty decently close-knit group, because I'm sure if we were a more separated group or didn't know each other as well, the things we tell each other
kind of
would probably be horrible.
why am I hanging around you people? You're jerks.
Yeah, no, we'd be horrible to each other if we were just...
So mean about my writing.
No, we are horrible to each other. We just know how to take it.
That's not to say that if you are, say, doing it over Skype or emails, that you can't be that way, but you have to know the person first. And you have to know, because we all know there's areas where we won't go because it just pisses the other person off. And that's not the point. The point is to kind of sit there and help expand the person's writing ability.
A writing group with support. Ooh.
So again, what are you hoping to get out of your writing group? For us, I would imagine we get
everything, really.
Social, hanging out. We get support.
Well, yeah, we got the social, we got the support, we've got the beta readers, we've got the soundboard, idea generator.
Well, it's also just encouragement and motivation.
But we do less critique, and we don't do accountability.
Accountability.
I think we take care of the critiquing as it comes. I mean, if we need each other to review a story, then we're going to give
it. But we don't specifically meet up to critique, is what I mean.
No. Oh,
instead,
yeah.
We reach out, usually individually to each other. Because we don't usually critique while we're writing, because we're writing. And instead, it'll be email like, hey guys, would you blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, there are other groups where they meet up to critique. Like you were talking about, is it the SoCal group that
the SoCal
meets
group,
up and reads a chapter and critiques?
Yeah, I don't know too terribly much about it, but from what I understand is that they'll give out certain, like, one of them was doing a book, and so he would have a group of about three chapters to give to everyone. And then they come back and give him a review on his portion, and then they would do someone else. So it's very, very structured that way.
And another type that I've heard is accountability, support for each other. How have you been writing? What did you do this week?
Keeping you oriented on your goals, yeah.
I'm going to do 500 words this week. Next week you meet up. Did you read 500? No, I didn't.
It's like having a workout buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because I've got accountability for the workout, but we don't do accountability. That makes sense.
Like, we definitely don't do that as a group.
No, because I know when Voice and Roland lived together, they kind of had an accountability board.
We didn't have the accountability board. We had the competition.
Pissing board.
We had the pissing board.
Come on.
Yeah. And then it turned into a bunch of zeros, and then we didn't care anymore. Yeah, no, it started out as Tarl putting down like 4,000 words in like one day in a single week, writing nothing, and then mine would just be 1,300, 1,600 for like the next week.
Yep.
I do miss living with other writers. It was sort of the one thing that kept me
grounded. Well, it keeps you writing, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Even if it is just accountability. Oh, look what I did there.
I heard about a course or something where you take, it's a 6-week writing editing course where you live together, I think, with like 13 other people, and you just write every day and critique every day for 6 weeks.
I think it would burn me out.
Possibly. I subscribe to a magazine, Poets and Writers, and at the back of it, the thing that always ends up getting me is they have all the writer retreats. And it's something that they had, because it's a United States magazine, it's all these wonderful things. And they're in the middle of nowhere, and it's for all these artists to go and basically write in a scenic barn that's being turned over into kind of a bed and breakfast. And you go there and you sit, and the whole point is you write, or you paint, or you poems or whatever. But the thing is you're in an environment where you're with other people of like mind. And that can be really infectious. And with writer groups, it's the same way. I write far better when I'm in a writing group of people writing, because the energy level's up and you really want to do it. But
it could be shame too.
Well, I find even with Twitter, like I love having discussions with other writers on Twitter, and just having those discussions, I'm just like, well, I don't want to be at work anymore. I want to go home and write now.
I run into that with my crafting. I'll talk to people forums and stuff, and they'll start talking about a new technique, and it's like, I don't want to do my accounting, I want to go home now and play.
See, as far as me personally, I don't draw a whole lot of inspiration from people online anymore. I like my writing interactions to be physical.
You should come over for a write meet.
I should. I should do a lot of things. I really don't want to spend the gas at the moment.
We could just put you on Skype.
Because you've never crashed at my place before.
So... importance in writing groups.
So, when you've decided what you want in a writing group.
I guess.
That's a good thing to make sure, because if one half the group wants to sit and do weekly critiques and the other group just wants to get together and write, you're gonna have a bad time.
Especially if you have the social group aspect in there.
If you are going to have a structured writing meet, everyone needs to be dedicated to it.
Yeah, that's another thing, especially...
to hold something so structured is difficult. Then the more structured it is, the more likely it could be that it's going to collapse.
It's like trying to run a podcast.
Guilty!
So one of the other advantages of having a writing group, once you've decided on what kind of writing group you want to be a part of, is, first of all, how big do you want your writing group to be?
That's a good thing.
Do you want to be in a group where there's, say, 20 people?
Oh, God.
Or do you want to...
Hopefully not.
Or do you want to be in a smaller group?
Personally, to me, 20 people just sounds like...
A babysitting
a maelstrom
course.
Of...
You're now taking
writing
a writing
havoc.
Class.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the only way I could see that possibly working would be just sort of like this rotation of people...
That's how
swapping
I was thinking
stories
it would
between
go.
Each other, but then...
Well, you'd never...
I guess there's some merit to that, but that's a pretty big writing meet.
See, I don't think that would work for me in one slight bit at all, because, I mean, with our group, it works pretty good for me for the size, because we are aware of each other's weaknesses and strengths and what we stand for, what we're working on, you know, what we do. And if you're in a group of, like, 20 people, how the heck are you ever going to get the time to write and to learn what everyone around you, how they function?
Well, maybe you don't have to, though, because, I mean, it,
but see,
it really
that's
depends.
What it works for me.
It really depends on how narrow you want your scope to be.
Well, true, and I
if
guess...
If you only, like, and this is where I'm never quite too sure on how many people you should be getting input from.
And it was kind of like a D&D group. I mean, 20 people in Dungeons & Dragons was just way too many, but if you have a campaign of just 6 people, that was all right.
Well, that's the thing, is that you're going to get different... varying levels of devotion from
that
different
people.
There's a lot of people, which is like, it's, I almost picture sort of like a classroom situation.
Ooh, I wonder,
and that's not really, that's not what I think the spirit of a writing meet should be.
No.
But by that same token, you're not limiting yourself to 3 other people. You have a multitude of people to review your work, and you have varying perspectives that can help you improve your writing, even though it's a much larger group.
And it also gives you, if you end up stagnating with certain members, you can always switch out for more members, and it gives you a more of a rotational ability to keep things fresh.
I guess
Bob,
that's
I'm
true.
Bored with you. You get out. Chad, you're in.
Hi, new best friend. But I mean, and, you know, we are...
Well, again, I think it comes back to what kind of group you have, right?
Yeah, no, that's true.
Like we're plenty good at giving each other constructive criticism on each other's stories. We're good at picking out certain types of things, but there's more archetypes than just us 4.
Mm-hmm.
So it, you know, you can stand to benefit from having more people, but when does too much become too much?
I think that's up for the group to decide, you know.
Or even personal assessment. I mean, if you're with a group that was originally 7 people, next thing you know, there's, you know, 20 of them. You're sitting there going, this is just not cutting it for me anymore, I guess.
Or
at
maybe
that point.
Maybe you have 15 people with the intent that only 5 of them a week are going to show up.
Like,
that could also work.
We have the core 4 of us, and there's at least, what, 2 or 3 other people that are like,
drifting,
you should come in and out. Yeah.
The other thing to make sure that you have in a writing group is... people of different skill levels and different abilities, and because we all have different strengths and we all have different weaknesses. And we've talked a number of times of strengths and weaknesses of the people within our own writing group. And when you're in a writing group, you want to make sure that not everyone is the exact same as you, because then it stagnates.
Okay. What are the chances of someone in your writing group being exactly like you?
So minimal.
I understand where you're going with this point, but at the same time, I realize it sounds very silly. It's like, make sure that you've got a variety of different people.
We can't have 2 clerics.
Yeah, it's like, oh, exactly. I'm sorry. You're both romance writers. I can't deal with this. One of you has got to go.
Or turn into a pervert.
Say you start a writing group. You grab a bunch of writers in the area. They're all beginners.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
basically,
you're advanced.
Well,
right? Or
the stagnating thing where you're all the same. You're mm-hmm. you all are having interest in, say, writing furry fiction. You're all beginners. You band together. But the thing is it's just a bunch of beginning writers who
don't even know what their strengths
nobody
are.
You can't push off on anybody at that point.
Yes, and that's usually one of the things you want, is you want to be able to push off from other people. You want to be able to go to learn from those that are maybe more experienced.
So in the sense that none of you really know how the next level looks, none of you will realize when you're at that next level, kind of?
You know, I will say that it does help to gain advice from somebody who has more experience, but as far as having people that write like you, I mean, we just had a half-hour conversation about how that's just not the case.
Yes.
That's
yes.
very true.
So, I mean, yes, it's... I don't know, because I don't like to look at it as varying levels of experience. We do have our beginner writers, but there is going to reach a point in which everybody's sort of at the same level, but their skill sets are just that much different that they exist to supplement your own.
It's amazing how many of this actually fits to like a D&D pug, but...
I'm sorry, I may have started that.
Well, at the same time, like... Do you want to have a group of 5 beginners and 1 expert? What is the expert doing?
No, hopefully not.
Throwing dice expert at just the
like that'd be completely, yeah, it's like, yeah, you did this
well,
right. Yeah, you did that wrong.
Completely useless to the guy with any experience.
I think in our case, and I mean, from what I remember of what Kyle Gold was saying about his writing group, and it's much the same the case of ours, is where you have everyone's at a different level, at least experience-wise, publication-wise. And even though we all write completely different things, the fact is there's certain experiences that I have that none of you three do. There's certain experiences you all have that I don't have. And it's just...
But that's the point I'm getting at.
Yeah.
We're all unique snowflakes.
Yeah, we all have these varying degrees of experience.
You're unique, just like everybody else.
Hell yeah.
When everyone's special, no one will be.
But, like, we didn't arrange our group. You didn't go, hey, let's add Ocean, because nobody else here really writes a lot of action.
No, Ocean
writes. It was Ocean writes, and he lives nearby? We should hang out and write.
Holy shit, it's Mama's house!
Pretty much.
But, I mean, that's the thing that it worked out, is it's, in that regards, is, like, you had Roland and myself writing, and we had already started submitting, we already started talking about it, and then it was like, Ocean writes? Oh, my God. Yan writes? Oh, my God. We should hang out and write, because that's what Roland and I have been doing, and Tim Hortons driving each other crazy and drinking way too much coffee and force-graying the shit out of it.
Do you think we kind of got lucky that, you know, there's 4 of us that are already in the same city and that we're already, like, similar friends and all that it's just like, oh, we have a meet?
Kind of.
I think to a degree we did luck out.
I think we just got lucky versus some other people.
Given how inclined most of the writers in Calgary are... inclined to respond to writing meets, yeah, I'd say we got pretty damn lucky.
Yeah, well, and we've been trying to include Scruff for, like, the last year, but the poor guy never has a schedule that really coincides because of his work, right?
That being said, is if there's a pre-existing writing group, don't be afraid of asking to join in.
Weasel your way in!
In our case, this Scruffy that we keep talking about, he's a person who's always been interested in writing, but he hasn't done a lot of writing. He knows about our writing group, and he wants to be a part of it. All it took was him asking us if he could come to a write meet, sit down, and write.
None of us knew he wrote.
And that's the thing, is if he had never asked, we never would have known.
I would say, like, some people may feel a little intimidated asking to be included into somebody else's writing group.
That's true. I know I would be.
But don't ever consider yourself inexperienced enough to be included in something like this, because we all exist... to help each other out and to reach a new plateau. Your input's important as much as their input is going to help you succeed as well.
Just don't expect to join the writing group and be dead weight and coast, because you will not be appreciated.
Like, when I was in Waterloo, the way I found the writing group there was Nano. You know, there was a group that's like, hey, we're the Nano Waterloo group, and... my friend went to it, and he's like, you should come. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to do Nano, but I'll come hang out. And by the end of the night, I'm like, I'm going to do Nano!
And there's a number of those. Dallin is a member of one here in Calgary.
And then what happened was...
we never write with him.
Was after Nano, the person who ran the group emailed everybody in it, went, hey, would anyone like to be in a writing critique group? And so I'm like, sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, see, like, as far as the Nano group went, there goes, I've participated in Nano, I've gone to the meets, and I've done the writing prompts with them as well, but I never really felt any specific connection with that writing group. It wasn't for me. like, I would still go. I'd still have a lot of fun, but I just never really connected with anyone there.
But you gave it a shot.
I did. Yeah. I mean, I've done Nano several years in a row, and I've still done the writing meets since then, but it's never gone past Nano.
Well, I guess it's like any group that you attempt to join. Just because you have a common interest doesn't mean you're automatically going to click with the group. I mean, you know, how many D&D groups do you go through before you find one you can work with? How many, you know, magic groups do you go through before you can find someone you can actually enjoy your evening with?
How many does it take until the rest are all spoiled for you?
Yeah.
Now, one thing I will point out that was brought up by, I believe it was Phil, on the RF writing group panel, is one thing that can destroy writing groups fairly quickly is political opinions. And one thing to remember when you're in a social situation like that is it is still a social situation. You are still expected to act
like an adult,
a human being. And you can sit there and...
We don't do that at ours.
Well, no, it's for the most part. But I mean, the thing is like, if I know something bugs, say, Roland, I'm not going to sit there and keep bringing it up. If we have opposing, say, political views, and I mean it's different because we're Canadian and that's significantly different than it is in America where it's something worth shooting each other over.
Apparently.
I'm not going to bring it up because the thing is it's detrimental to the group and it's detrimental of continuing function of the group.
It's just detrimental to socialism.
The thing is it's just you got to keep that in mind when you're in there is that you are in a social situation and you are supposed to act a certain way.
I think... The main thing about that is that you treat these people like you would any of your friends.
Or associates.
You know, you treat them with respect, you don't aggravate them, you find out their quirks, and you play off that. That's pretty much it. Don't be a dick.
Wow, it's amazing how that keeps coming up.
What's the quote, you know, you want to stay friends with someone, don't talk about politics, religion, or what's going on in bed.
Yeah, something like that.
Except that there's always that one friend. We're talking about politics, religion, or whatever in bed.
They love doing that.
It's the best subject to talk about.
And you notice sometimes you just start avoiding those people a little more. Then you'd be like, you know what, I do want to have a political discussion. Where are they?
Yeah.
But by that point, you've abused them so thoroughly, they're gone.
Now, say for some reason you've managed to luck out and you have multiple writing groups. Is it okay or should you rotate between them?
I'm not sure I call that luck.
What do you mean by rotating between them?
I don't know. I didn't write
Are
that
Are they all meeting at the
no.
same time?
Why is that
See,
even okay?
No, this well, is the point that I made.
Okay.
Different opinions are important. Different perspectives are important. And so, do you want to either be in more than one writing group or have enough people in your writing group where you can rotate between different sets of people for each story?
Oh, well, yeah, I kind of already have that, you know.
Yeah, and we do. I think we largely touched on this point already.
You specifically voice. You're already like, oh, this is a story for you guys I want you to edit. Yeah. This is a story that I think these people would be better at editing. Yeah.
Well, that's exactly it. And it just becomes a point of there are certain people that I know, it, much like the SWAT comment that's after this, everyone has specialties. And if I have a story that I know someone's going to be able to read, I will farm it out to certain people on the writing group that I know what I'm talking about and can read it because it's for a specific market.
Like Cthulhu.
See, now, would you consider those people part of your writing group or would you consider them associates?
Well, they're part of my writing group. But that's the thing is there's certain writing groups for certain things and there's certain levels of writing groups. There is no writing group that is as intimate as this writing group. I have things that are very loose. Are they writing groups? Only in the loosest sense of it. But this is...
You are a group of people writing together.
Right.
No, somewhat.
I mean, Kyle Gold has 3 writing groups, one of which is a screenplay writing group.
You are technically correct, which is the best kind of correct.
And I mean, that's the thing, is there's always going to be writing groups or groups of people that you know that are writers that will be better for certain scenarios that... maybe your primary group or your secondary or tertiary groups aren't right for.
But that's also just part of just having a network of, you know, a community.
Exactly.
We're our community ourselves.
Yeah.
Anyone listening to this, I would hope, is part of our community and could reach out and talk to us in the same sense we could talk to them.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, this in itself is
So, like you said, part of making a writing community for something.
Yeah.
One thing we haven't quite talked about yet is that there are cases where a writer becomes popular. And you may have... I'm just going to throw this out there. You guys laugh, but I mean, I do think that this is a legitimate point of contention, because there comes a point where if you reach a certain level of popularity, you have everyone going, can I be your beta reader? Can I be your editor? Can I be in your writing group? And the request can honestly become overwhelming.
Well, that's true, because wasn't it something that was brought up before that, you know, sometimes people just want to be your beta reader so they can read your stuff first, yeah, or say that, you know, they're part of your group, but really they're just dead weight.
That's exactly what happens. This was a few years ago, but when I was just starting out into fandom writing, I was talking with Kyle, and I'd asked him at one point if he could read a story of mine. And I think he initially took it the wrong way, because what I was asking was, can you, as an established furry author, read my story? Because you've obviously done something that I'm not currently capable of or I'm trying to work on. And I think what he took that to mean was that you're Kyle Gold. Can you read my story? Can you tell me it's good? And that's... people do that, and that wasn't my intent, but that's how it came off. And so there seems to reach a certain point where the requests get so overwhelming that you have to start cutting people off.
Or automatically assuming anytime someone asks you for something, that's what they're after.
Not quite assuming, but you do reach a point where you say, you know, I just simply don't have time.
No, that's
you know, you are, like, don't take this personally, you are one of, like, 1,000 people currently trying to get me to read your story.
Well, that not to say the popularity part, but there's certain times, like I remember last year where there was a submission, and so there was a bunch of people, like 5 or 6 people that are trying to submit that I knew, and they're all like, do you have time to read my story? Can you read my story? And I'm like, if you can wait 2 weeks, I can put you in here.
Yeah.
And I'm not popular or anything.
I'll say.
Right, but like, so imagine if you're put into a situation where you have people that are constantly asking things of you.
People you don't know.
Yeah.
I think it'd be frustrating as all hell.
Be like, who are you?
And I owe you what? Why?
So, I mean, obviously you want to try not to overwhelm yourself. You don't want to bite off more than you can chew.
Oh, no.
I know I've done that. I'm still suffering for it. But...
So clearly, we should all rise to greatness at the same time?
Hell yeah!
Yes.
Okay. So, if you are getting popular, is that a reason to not be in a writing group?
No, well, I don't necessarily think so.
This is something I've been trying to find out for the past week, and I probably should have picked a few more individual people, but I couldn't find anyone specifically who wasn't in a writing group who didn't want to be in a writing group.
Well, I don't know, like, it's important to get somebody else's feedback on your story, because you are not your best editor. You should give your story to people to look at, because you are going to miss something.
But that doesn't necessarily mean it's a writing group as much as you have a group of beta readers.
I think it's just the consistency that writing groups provide that is good for just about everyone. I can't say it's going to work well for everybody.
Well, perhaps there's some people that are like, my writing is fine as it is. They're doing fine on their own. What do they need other people for? I don't know.
Besides beta reading and editing.
But maybe, that's the thing, is that separate from writing groups.
It is. Yeah. That's true. I can't think of a reason why not to be in a writing group.
Some
but
people
that's just
might
me.
Legitimately work better on their own. Mm-hmm. They might not have a reason to have a writing group. And that's fine.
Well, we've already discussed there's different styles of writing groups.
Exactly. I think it's a matter of you've got your toolbox of writer stuff. And really, writing groups is just another tool that you can have in there. You don't need to have it in there, but having it in there does make certain things a lot easier.
It helps you to flesh out ideas. It helps you to get out of a particular writing block you might be in. Writing groups are useful, but...
it's like a standard screwdriver versus one of those screwdrivers with interchangeable heads.
But I can't build IKEA furniture with a regular screwdriver.
No, and that's true. But that's just... yeah.
So, I mean, while it may be functional,
in the end, there's no reason why you shouldn't be in a writing group.
Nobody's going to force you.
But it's a nice thing to have.
Hey, you, that person listening that's not in a writing group for a specific reason. Email me and tell me, because I want to know why. Please.
Actually, Twitter us. I actually see those. I don't respond to them, but I see them.
Now, we briefly talked about how to find or get involved in a writing group, but we didn't actually go specifically into it beyond turning around and yelling at an audience at RF going, I want to be in a writing group! Can you write with me, please? Please? I'll give you free hugs!
I would love to see that work.
So, if you know that there are people in your town that also write and you can get a hold of them, that'd be a good start. Either they're doing nano, there's nano groups for towns.
I sort of equate this to the how do you think of your ideas? How do you come up with your ideas? Because if you have to, like, there does come a point where if you have to ask us how to find a writing group, you're not looking hard enough. Because we honestly can't find your writing groups for you. There are people in your city somewhere that write. There is someone sitting in a Starbucks right now typing out their 50,000 page trilogy. You know, that might love to start a writing group with you.
And is waiting just, for you.
You have to find him.
To stare at him and validate her. His work.
Or her.
Or her.
But there are...
fictional Starbucks writer.
There are forums. If you really want to look for a writing group, you know, if it's November, look up NaNoWriMo.org. I guarantee you somebody is in your city trying to organize a writing meet.
I'd really like to see someone use Kijiji. That would be really entertaining.
You could totally use Kijiji.
Yeah.
It'd be sketchy as fuck, but...
Craigslist would be sketchy as fuck.
You gotta start somewhere. Well, Kijiji that shit.
Kijiji's like Canadian Craigslist.
Oh.
It's a lot like finding a D&D group when, you know... Where am I supposed to go to meet other D&D nerds or comic book nerds other than the one location?
Like, in a situation like that, yeah, you can either go to where the writers are...
Where are the writers?
Well, every city has its general writing convention, right?
We have a writing convention?
We do.
I'm going to use a D&D analogy here in that you have to become the dungeon master of your writing group because you are likely one of several people that want to start this thing, but somebody has to take the initiative, and if nobody's done it yet, it might as well be you.
Someone's got to do it.
So there's forums, there's NaNoWriMo, there's furry, you know, find, like, there are plenty of furries that either want to be or pretend to be writers, and I'm sure they would love to start a writing group with you.
I hope.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't want to start a writing group with them, but take what you can get.
For now.
There's just to mention two of the most common places that I know of. One, the Furry Writers Guild. It is no longer for members only. The forum is open to members and non-members alike. There are things on there like call for submissions, both furry and non-furry. There are people on there who are willing to mentor. Furry Writers Guild has just started up the mentorship program where you are paired up with a writer of significantly more skill who is willing to mentor you and help beta read and help you improve your skills. Another place is So Furry, which is kind of like the FA of writing. Oh. And that's one place where you can also find writers groups as well.
The other one that was mentioned today on Twitter was Critters or critique.org, which Critters is a part of. And they also have, Critters is for science fiction fantasy, but they also have groups for mystery and action and romance and all the other groups. But from what I've seen, it's a system where, people submit their stories, you can critique them and you get points for critiquing them. And then eventually you can cash those points in to submit your own story to have it critiqued. Which, you know, if you're looking for critique and beta readers, what better way than going tit for tat with other writers?
And that's one of the things you always have to keep in mind, and we keep mentioning it time and time again, is the tit-for-tat thing. If someone does you a favor by beta reading your story and helping you edit and go over it, you better damn well be ready to do the same for them.
You owe them. There is
damn well.
No ifs, ands, or buts about this. They have done you a solid, and in this industry, that means something. If they do you a favor, you really are...
But actually, the Critters thing is kind of the thing that I think about with the stealing ideas. because you are so, you're pretty well, unless you're giving them like three chapters of a novel, you're generally giving them a whole short story. But do you think you'd be afraid of someone stealing your story on there?
I would be.
I would always be a little bit paranoid.
Like, granted, there are 14 other people probably critiquing it as well.
Yeah.
And at this stage, well, if they tried to copy it and send it into the same submission, you'd be like,
Yeah.
But how do you prove that?
Well, because you recorded it and submitted it, and there'd be a timestamp on the website of when you submitted it.
True, but, well, like I said, I'm paranoid to begin with, so.
I'm just reading the requirements for critters here. You have to critique one manuscript in less than, or
I think you get a
less
week
than 75% of the weeks they've been a member. Or members who have critiqued one manuscript in less than 75% of the weeks. So I think that means that you need to have at least one manuscript critique in the 75% of the time you've been a member.
Either way, you're not getting your stuff critiqued until you've critiqued other people's.
Yeah.
Which is a fair system.
If you miss your critiques, you have to make up for them.
Nice.
Well, LARP systems do that. You're not allowed to do special events until you've monstered.
Hmm.
And they record that shit.
So.
But cool. Yeah, if you can't find people in person, you can always do things online. There's Skype, there's Google Hangouts, there's IRC. You know, it's all just organizing what works best with people.
In this day and age, there's no reason why you can't
reach out.
Reach that.
Well, and it's like Roland said, you know, if sometimes there's six of you wandering around aimlessly, eventually one of you is going to have to take the reins. Might as well be you.
Mm-hmm.
There's also people who end up doing the streaming of their writing. You can go on there and see if there's any other writers that you want to end up
reading
stuff.
I've always
paranoid to stream.
Been intrigued and slightly confused by the streaming of writing.
Yeah.
It sounds dreadfully boring.
That's the thing, because I'm like, I think it would be cool if people would be interested in me doing that, but on the flip side, I'm like, I don't know if I'd be interested in watching other people do that.
If somebody wanted to watch me write a first draft, I'd be like, cool, but I totally won't watch somebody else do it.
I can't even watch people stream art. I get bored. You know, I watch videos of tutorials and it's like skip, 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 skip.
But some people like to chat with the author too, don't they?
Yep.
Well, if you're writing, you really shouldn't be chatting.
But that's the whole point of live streaming is that you're chatting while you're doing your art.
I guess that's the version of writer's group then, eh?
You can just set up the microphone, pull up your chat, and do your writing. It's the same thing as us coming into a single room chatting and writing at the same time.
Like I just said, you know, it's,
trying
it's
to think
like
who the one who specifically does it. Is it Temp?
It was White Yodi.
I've seen a couple people do it.
Temp-kun? Or something like that?
He does it.
Temp-kun.
I also know of a person who writes on Ink Bunny who does it as well.
Though Temp-kun usually teams up with an artist and they live stream together, I think. But yeah, I don't know. It's an option.
Yeah.
So, now what?
We've thrown a lot of options.
Now you should be well-equipped enough to find your own writing group and make it work.
If not, send us complaints.
If you don't have a writing group, by the time RF rolls around, we're going to ask you what you did wrong and how you're going to fix it.
And then we're going to probably recognize you from the last RF. I mean, what?
Well, there were people who had started writing groups based off of that panel where they got together and the groups fell apart. And that's the thing that you have to realize to make your group stay together is you do have to commit to it. It is a commitment.
Yeah,
much
guys,
like this podcast.
We need to commit.
I do think it helps to have your writing group in the same city. You know, have everybody within some reasonable driving distance of each other.
Well, if you're doing it online, then what you want to do is try to set, like, okay, every Monday at 7, we're going to do writing.
If it's online, it needs
to be. Or every bi-weekly.
I'll let you guys in on a secret. We had serious issues until we set this up to be every second Monday to record this podcast. Once we did that, and it became habitual, it's 1,000 times better.
If you still have questions about writing groups, where to find writing groups, you know, anything like that, or if you disagreed with anything we said, or you're one of those people that don't have a writing group and don't want one, email us.
Yeah, we definitely want those opinions.
podcast@fangsandfonts.com or send us a message on Twitter @fangsandfonts. You can also find it at our website, fangsandfonts.com. Seriously, talk to us. We love you. Suggestions, complaints, topics you'd like to hear. I always love to know what people want to hear. Guests that you guys would want us to have on. Let us know. Otherwise, this is our last call for a book to review. I think next episode we'll have chosen what we want. So if you still have one you want to submit, let us know. And that's about it, I think. Otherwise, have a good night, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.
Ciao.
Bon voyage.
It happens.
You guys laugh like it's never gonna happen. Yeah.
No, it happens at some point. Wow, that's wasn't horrible. Cocky at
that's
all.
That's horrible.
That had nothing to do with me, I'm just saying.
We're recording that soundbite forever.
But you're a dick. I wasn't referring to me personally.
I now have my outro.
I don't know about you, but I'm becoming popular.
Someone here will be popular. Who are you peons again? All right, my stepping stones to greatness.
Speaking of different levels of experience.
Hold on, I'm standing with my arms akimbo.
No, one arm akimbo and one arm lifted up into the air.
I can't
guys,
see
guys,
it, but
we can
I'm,
all be great. We can all be great. Quick, beat him up.
I can't see it, but I'm double akimboing.
I'm just light akimboing.
This hurts, but...
You need to work on your flexibility, my friend.
I am an infinity sign of awesome.
You're like a broken frog.
I hear sleeping with better writers works. Can I sleep with you?
It's sad, but that's 50%.
I think the whole...
You are available for sleeping around. I would love to increase my writing potential. No, I can't even...
Now, Mark, now I know what Roland was doing at Shit Writer Say. He was trying to get better.
I'm going to say this is reaching pants on head retarded Shit Writer Say territory.